24-year-old Gabriel Perez starts his day with technology.
The first thing I do is check my phone to see if I have any text messages, Facebook, Instagram, anything on my phone.
First thing
I do is check my phone after I turn off the alarm.
So you're pummeled with information before you've gotten out of bed, before you're physically standing up?
Yes.
Perez eventually gets to his routine, heading to the gym or to class at the University of Miami. That's where he's studying to get his MBA. But on Fridays, Perez has a weekly morning appointment with his mentee, a 20-year veteran of the international banking industry.
My name is Montserrat Garrido, and I am the Latin America Marketing Head for the Treasury and Trade Solutions business of Citi.
Garrido has worked abroad in China and Spain. She meets with her mentor, Gabriel Perez, to grow her digital knowledge. She says culturally, Perez and the next generation of bank customers use technology to communicate with entirely different assumptions.
They understand that with the new technologies, it's not a one-on-one communication that they have access, but a many-to-many.
Garrido says they look at bosses differently, and she's hoping to learn how to manage younger staffers more effectively.
The senior management people that they may access through work are so much more accessible to them than they were when we were coming out of university.
But ultimately, Perez is guiding Garrido towards a digital solution.
When we first met, I had a few articles about digital marketing or social media can affect banks.
And we are putting together a plan so that in 10 months from now, we could bring back to the organization something that is useful and contributes to our current digital business.
So far, he's introduced her to Viber to help her text and make free calls to international clients. He's shown her Foursquare.
It's almost like a digital bulletin, like what before you would see as you walk into a place, maybe like a bulletin or a screen. You can now get it in your own handheld.
Perez has worked abroad himself in Colombia and Spain. While he uses many applications like Facebook to socialize with friends, he says technology is very much about communicating with clients and partners.
When I worked in Spain, I had to talk with people from France and then people from Portugal. So you need to have technology to be able to communicate with other people, either via Skype or texting or email. So,
are you ever overwhelmed by social media?
I am sometimes.
Mentee Garrido feels the same way. But at least with Perez's help, she's working her way through the maze to discover how technology can benefit her customers.
What's the best thing about this kind of program, this kind of relationship? How comfortable is it for you?
It just takes away the fear factor that you would have learning about things maybe you feel clumsy about, but you now one-on-one relationship, it's quite makes it all a lot easier.
Can you ask him anything about technology?
Absolutely. I can even hand him my iPhone and he walks me through how to, you know, download things.
And what if you were to ask your teenage daughters to do the same thing? How would they respond?
Oh, they have no patience. They'll say, Mom, you don't know how to do that. So
the arrangement is this. For the senior mentee at Citi, it's a safe place to make social media mistakes. For the younger mentor at the university, it's face-to-face access with a seasoned executive. In Coral Gables, I'm Karen Rundlett.